also attending, I'm not sure if they're here right now, Phil Patston, Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. Phil, are you here? Or coming later this afternoon, I think. Joyce Tolliver, also, I think, coming later this afternoon. And, of course, Professor T. Van Ting, Chair of the Springfield Senate Executive Committee, is here. She can say hello. And there's one other very, Mr. Chair, if I may, one other very special person to introduce. We've heard, of course, that our interim chancellor at Springfield, Harry Berman, is even this evening leaving for a little vacation in Florence with his wife, and then comes back for a small bit and finishes out a very long and distinguished career on our Springfield campus, culminating in his very good year this year as interim chancellor. He leaves the campus in, not only in very good shape, he's leaving it now in very good hands because with the help of TFN and the search committee on that campus, about 2 months ago, we were able to recruit a new vice president chancellor for the Springfield campus, Dr. Susan Cook. Susan is here, and she's here with her husband, Dennis. So, Dennis, I'm going to ask both of you to stand up and receive a... Susan has a very long and successful record of strong administrative leadership going back to the University of Northern Illinois, where she was an associate provost, but also dean of the graduate school. And then for several years past, the number two person, the provost at Northern Michigan University. She and Dennis are native Midwesterners. Dennis in the grain business, the seed business. Very familiar with the Illinois landscape, as you can imagine, and we're lucky to have both of them joining our university community and the Springfield community. Very fortunate to have both of them. So, Susan, and by the way, as is usual the case, we're getting plenty of work out of her for free over the last few weeks and even today. So, and she's been running an almost constant seminar with her colleagues on the Springfield campus and with Harry, who's given a lot of time to it as well. Thank you, Harry. So when she gets here, she'll be up and running, right, Susan? We're delighted to have you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Maybe now we'd hear from our gracious host here at UIC, the Chancellor, Alan Mears.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to welcome Chairman Kennedy, members of the board, President Hogan, and foundation guests, as well as my colleagues. I have an abbreviated report today, and we'll have an extended presentation on our campus activities for the next board meeting. In terms of graduation, during the first week of May, the UIC campus hosted over 34,000 guests to celebrate the nearly 7,000 graduating students. Of that number, nearly 2,000 students graduated from our health sciences programs. It's amazing. UIC is literally placing graduating healthcare professionals, dentists, pharmacists, nurses, doctors, et cetera, into communities throughout the Chicago area as well as throughout the great state of Illinois. I would like to extend a special thank you to Chairman Kennedy for providing the keynote address for the Honors College convocation. I would also like to thank President Hogan, Trustees Estrada, Strobel, and Kahn, as well as Oliver for participating in one or more of the 13 commencement ceremonies and the two convocations. We were quite busy during the month of May. We were honored to host some outstanding keynote speakers, dear friend and president and CEO of the Chicago Community Trust, Terry Bazzani spoke, as well as a very distinguished faculty member from the Harvard College of Medicine. In terms of student awards, I'm delighted to announce that our students continue to make us even prouder. Many of our students received the following awards. It's just amazing. Several, the Fulbright Award, the Gilman, the Kuhn, Goldwater, Udall scholarship recipients, and the list goes on. I want to take this time to applaud the excellent work of the UIC Office of Special Scholarship Programs for helping our students navigate the complicated and daunting systems that recognize excellence and achievement that I just cited. In terms of student internships, I want to say a bit about our outreach to the corporate sector and to constituencies in this great city of Chicago. I'm pleased to report to you today that Exelon and ComEd hired 19 of our College of Engineering students, paid practica, which is extremely important as we talk about affordability and support for our students this year. The dean of the College of Engineering has also reported to me that several of our students have been hired full-time. So our work with the corporate sector is really a part of the mission of the university: excellence in education, teaching, and service. I've also learned that several of our students have received national awards, and I'll report more on those national awards at the next meeting. In terms of grants and contracts, the U.S. Department of Defense just awarded our campus a $14 million grant to the Center for Pharmaceutical Biotechnology to study medicines that could counter the effects of anthrax. So I am delighted to report that to you. And for the second straight year, our College of Pharmacy ranked third in the nation in total federal funding, and the dean of the College of Pharmacy, my sidekick, Jerry Bowman, is right back there. I think he deserves a round of applause for his excellent work. The college has received more than $28 million in federal funded grants, so I'm delighted. In terms of government relations, several members of the UIC leadership team and myself were invited to Mayor Emanuel's swearing-in ceremony on May 16th. Rachel Weber, Associate Professor of Urban Planning and Policy, was asked by our new mayor to serve on a task force appointed to reform, I don't know how many of you are going to, Chicago's tax increment financing system. I don't know if that's good news, but we'll find out. And also, Governor Quinn spends many, many days on our campus, and you may have heard about this, but he was here on June the 2nd to promote a high-speed rail project. And as many of you know, he's here today to receive an honor, as I believe he's the Bio-Governor of the Year for 2011 for his commitment to biotechnology. And last but not least, and terribly important, the provost and I have been spending a considerable amount of our time visiting with the colleges, schools, the various Senate executive committee meetings, as well as the full Senate, to discuss mutual interest, like the budget, bringing hopefully greater transparency to the budget, as well as having important conversations about how do we promote greater interdisciplinarity and computational diversity here on this campus. We do have a proposal. I've shared that proposal with President Hogan, and I'm sure he and I will be talking about that proposal in greater depth. Last but not least, Clark Holtz and I had a very good meeting with the UIC Senate Executive Committee to discuss the possibility of creating an international institute on our campus, as well as to expand our e-learning online efforts. And I want to make sure all of you know about the conference that's going to be hosted on June 15th. Here at on our campus at the forum. Trustee Montgomery will be extending a welcome. Jerry Chico will be giving the keynote address, and President Hogan and I are going to be welcoming guests. So it's our brief report from the UIC campus. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. It's great to be back here. Appreciate it. And it's always fun to be with you. Thank you. I think traditionally we've heard a full report from one of the campuses at each of the trustees' meetings, and just by virtue of the sequencing, I think it's Urbana's term, and we're lucky that Bob Easter's here to lay it out for us.
Well, thank you, Chairman Kennedy. We have some slides if you might want to refer
okay.
to them. Less than a month ago, we did.
I get the seat because it's the only one that gives you any exercise at an 8-hour.
About a month ago, we did truly have a great opportunity for commencement on our campus, and Chairman Kennedy and Dr. Hogan and a couple of trustees, including Mr. Soso, who was obligated to be there for his own graduation. Congratulations, Daniel. We're participants in that. We had about 8,000 on that day. Overall, during the year, our campus has graduated almost 12,000 students with degrees. Years ago, when I became a dean, I asked myself, how do we measure success? We aren't a for-profit business where the bottom line is the bottom line. Rankings give us a sense of pride, but are they a true measure of success? And I came to the conclusion that it's the impact of our scholarship and the extent to which we enable the transformation of young students, enable them to do things that they would not have been able to do had they not had time on our campus. As Dr. Hogan and I shook hands, I think, Mike, with thousands, literally, in your backyard at the mansion the morning before graduation, I had this real sense of pride that indeed our campus has offered transformative opportunities to these students. I'm optimistic about their future. I'm optimistic about the future of the University of Illinois, and by extension, optimistic about the future of our state and our nation. All indications are that we'll have a great class coming in this fall. We had something north of 27,000 applications. We have about 7,000 students we anticipate arriving in August. In fact, our enrollments will be up just a bit. The yield rate was better this year than we had anticipated. We saw growth of about 200 students in our transfer students. These are ones who come from community colleges, typically in as juniors. And that's been a goal for us to increase that participation. We have capacity at the upper level, and we're seeing increases there. In fact, we'll have a record number of students on our campus this fall. We expect 40,239, according to the current count. We've had good news on the Brilliant Futures. It's already been announced that our campaign goal of $1.5 billion has been achieved. We're 8 months early. We're not stopping. Clearly, the scholarship initiative has become a real priority for us, and we look forward to moving forward in that area. Let me give you a bit of an update on some of our projects on campus. Lincoln Hall continues to move forward under budget and, in fact, on time. We're very pleased with that. We're quite concerned, as you would know, with the actions in Springfield that may cause us a concern about funding for the next portion of the budget of this project. It's a very large project. It's a historic building. It will restore a lot of classroom capacity on our campus that is very, very much important to us. We expect on the current schedule to occupy the building on April 30th, 2012. Let me turn just briefly now to our work in Singapore. The screenshot is of Fusionopolis, which is their research park, if you will. And we have space there under the agreement that this board struck several years ago with that government. A five-year, $50 million effort funded by the government of Singapore. It's managed through an LLC created by this board that Mr. Montgomery actually chairs. It involves a physical presence in Singapore, graduate programs on our campus. Although it's primarily, at the outset, was involved in electrical and computer technologies, it's beginning to expand into areas like vertical agriculture. The government of Singapore is interested in increasing food production within the city, and we have significant capacity to contribute to that development. There are a number of indicators, and we're pleased that within our contract we're on target with all the indicators and measures of success after 3 years. I think it's well known in this community that we're looking for a new athletic director. That process is underway. It's a big job. We need someone who understands how to put competitive teams on the field, an individual who is great at fundraising, who understands that we take the phrase scholar athletes seriously, that these are indeed scholars and athletes, not just athlete students. We're searching for someone who will help us as the students bring success in the classroom. We're very proud of our graduation rates of our student athletes. In fact, they're some of the best in the nation and compare well with graduation rates for non-student athletes. One point, and you see these depicted here, let me just pause here for a moment. All students nationally, six-year graduation rate, 57%. Illinois students, six-year graduation rate, 82%. Our student athletes are at 91%. That's about 500 students at any moment involved in some athletic program on our campus. And it reflects a real serious commitment over the last 20 years to providing the kinds of services that these students need in their very, very busy schedules to be successful in the classroom. I would just add to this another point of pride. If you look at the total number of championships in the Big Ten, we have more than anyone. That's not just football or basketball, but that's looking at the total number of sports. Our baseball team just won the Big Ten championship, competed very well in the NCAA. Our basketball team, of course, our women's volleyball team went to the second round in the NCAA tournament. So looking broadly across